America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here today for another hour and another edition of Auto World. We've got a very exciting hour straight ahead. Right off the bat, we're going to be shining the spotlight on the Blackhawk Automotive Museum out in California. Can't wait to talk to our good friend Tim, who is standing by. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, Bill Atala from AutoInformant.com will be joining us on the broadcast to kind of tie into museums and bringing younger people into museums and getting interested in our hobby. That's all straight ahead in this hour of Auto World. In hour number two, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to pop the hood and bring forth the guy many of you listeners like to call the Swami. It's Mark Evans, ASC certified mechanic, and we're going to take your calls of the mechanical sort. If there's something wrong with your vehicle, Mark can do a free over-the-air diagnostic check. Hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, will be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide magazine, and we'll be talking about some of the best new vehicles for 2014. Along the way, you can reach out via the email, and that's very simple. It's bob@autoworldradio.com, or feel free to dial up our toll-free line from anywhere in North America. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Well, I've known this gentleman for many years, to say the least. I have to stop and think, probably 15 or 20, somewhere along those lines. He's worked for some great entities out there, but he is now the executive director of the Blackhawk Automotive Museum. It's my pleasure to welcome Tim McGrane to Auto World. Tim, how you doing?
I'm very good, Bob. Thank you.
Well, let's begin by telling folks a little bit about the background of the Blackhawk Museum. This is a beautiful museum located in Danville, California. How long has it been around, Tim?
We celebrated our 25th anniversary August of last year, the weekend before Pebble Beach was our big 25th anniversary gala event. The museum actually opened the week following Pebble Beach in 1988.
And the collection of cars that you have there is nothing short of amazing. Give our listeners around North America a little idea of the number of vehicles that you have on display, as well as some of the star vehicles.
Okay. We have approximately 90 vehicles in the museum at any one time, Bob, and we focus on two distinct areas. From the 1920s and 1930s, we either have one-of-a-kind or limited-production custom coachwork cars, and that would be Rolls-Royce, Bentley, Duesenberg, Assotto Fischini, Hispano Suiza, cars of that era. And then we have cars from the 50s and 60s, which fall under both European sports and racing cars, together with styling or concept cars from that era. In the European sports cars, that category includes Ferrari, BMW, Aston Martin, Maserati, and then from a styling car point of view, the gear-bodied examples from Cadillac and Dodge from the Virgil Exner era. And then we're extremely fortunate to have the three Alfa Romeo Bat cars here, and the two Lancia Nardi Blu-rays, as they're called.
Spectacular
cars
vehicles.
Probably our Hope Diamond or our Mona Lisa is the Tulipwood Hispano Suiza. That's probably our most significant classic car. But we're extremely fortunate to have some wonderful cars here in both those categories.
Wonderful. The museum is also used for private functions. As a matter of fact, going back in time, the initial McGuire's Award, which was an award that was given out for quite a number of years to the Collector Car Person of the Year, gave its McGuire's Award to Jay Leno at an event at the Blackhawk Museum years ago.
That's right. That was back in 1997. And although I rejoined the museum in the early part of last year. I was involved with the museum and actually worked with Barry and his team on that event, which was a very special event for the museum. It was a lot of fun working with them, and obviously for Barry, the war to recognize Jay at that time, you know, was great as well. I think at that particular time, he even announced his funding and support of the McPherson College program. We do hold a number of events here. Last year we held about 160 events of different types, both corporate and social. I think for a lot of museums, whether automotive or otherwise, events are an extremely important part of the business, and also expose the museum to people that may not traditionally come here. And actually, coincidentally, today while we talk, we actually have Aston Martin doing one of their client ride and drive events with their new cars and a lower gallery and outside.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let's talk about some of the cool things that you have going on every week at the museum throughout the month. I know that you have a speaker series, and back on Saturday, March 15th, the godfather of the GTO, Jim Wrangler, came in and talked to folks. Tell us a little bit about that particular lecture.
Yeah, what we do is each spring and each fall, we have what we call the speaker series, and we bring in different personalities from the automotive world. They could be drivers, designers, lecturers, in the case of Jim, you know, obviously an iconic marketing person from the muscle car era, or probably the person that defined the muscle car era. We've got Peter Brock coming next month on April the 27th. Obviously, Peter's known, you know, to a lot of the car world for the many successes he had, whether from his Shelby time, his Corvette time, his Datsun 510 time. And so we're looking forward to that. We've got a fall schedule lined up. Gentleman Robert Devlin's coming in to talk about the Golden Park Road Races from 1952 and 54, which for those people in the San Francisco area should be interesting. These are a series of events we do. Mostly they're held on a Saturday. We're changing Peter Brock's one to coincide with an event we're doing with the Northern California Corvette Association. They do an annual event which is coming to the museum for the first time. So we tied those two together. That's something we do. Again, as I said, spring and fall. We started last year the very successful concept of Cars and Coffee, which I think the Southern California people probably know more than anything. But we were looking at what we could do to increase opportunities for people to come to the museum with their cars, and we started the Cars and Coffee concept, and it took off extremely well, more than we could have imagined. We probably have between 300 and 400 cars each month. This Sunday coming is our anniversary event. So if Mother Nature's on our side weather-wise, we're expecting a record turnout. And probably the success of the event has been the diversity of the cars that we get. A couple of months ago, we had a couple of local gentlemen. One of them's got a 1928 Lancia and another one a 1928 Bentley. And we have lots of late model exotics, whether it's Enzos or Lamborghinis, and everything in between you can imagine and more so. I know a couple of months ago we had the NorCal exotic group, and it's the first time I've seen three Lamborghinis with baby seats in them. So it gives a good opportunity for the dads to do their family duty and come to a car event at the same time.
Talk about a win-win. There's no question about that. Yeah. Our very special guest is Tim McGrane, Executive Director of the Blackhawk Automotive Museum in California. We're going to put it in neutral when we come back on the other side. We'll talk to Tim more about the museum, and we'll talk to him a little bit more about the legendary Peter Brock, who's going to be speaking there coming up on April 27th. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway. Burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back. We're live across North America on great radio stations around the world via the internet, GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Tim McGrain is with us, Executive Director of the Blackhawk Automotive Museum. And Tim, a number of folks have gotten in touch with us wanting to know more general information about the museum, the exact locale, website information, hours of operation. Why don't we give out that information for the folks listening?
Certainly, Bob. We're located in Danville, California, which is considered the sort of East San Francisco Bay Area. Our website address is blackhawkmuseum.org. We are open Wednesdays through Sundays year-round, and Mondays when they're a holiday.
That's great. as you were talking about before the break there, Peter Brock, legendary car designer, is going to be part of the speaker series. That April event is coming up on April 27th. It's going to be held on a Sunday to coincide with the National Corvette, Northern California Corvette Association, I should say, annual Legends on Display. And that's going to have over 100 Corvettes. So that is going to be a remarkable event. So I encourage everybody check that one out. Do you have to get tickets in advance for the speaker series? How does that exactly work, Tim?
You can actually, the speaker series is included with the general admission ticket, or if you're a museum member, it's complimentary. So for members, it's a free event. You can buy tickets on our website in advance. So it's blackhawkmuseum.org, and you can go on to the opportunity to buy advance tickets. We always promote the fact that we'd love people to become members of the museum, whether you live in this area or you're another part of the world. That membership support is essential to keep these programs like the speaker series ongoing.
So true. And speaking of essential and support, I know this past week you were in Los Angeles, as many of my friends were, attending the World Forum of Motor Museums event, which was held in a joint conference with the National Association of Automotive Museums at the Peterson in L.A. How was that event, Tim? Those two events merged together. Did you tell us a little bit about your thoughts about the events?
Well, it was very good. I mean, obviously, the two organizations, NAM, as it's called, is the North American Association for Automobile Museums, and the opportunity to have those two events combined from a timing point of view, I think was a great experience. It gave me an opportunity to meet the face behind the name or the email address for those people that came from different parts of the globe. And there were people from Australia and New Zealand, England, Germany, Switzerland, Greece, Japan. So that was wonderful. There were some great presenters. Some were very insightful, and you came away with a different thought about how you look at the museum operations, and others you also came away feeling like, okay, we're on the right path. But it's always interesting. And no two museums are alike, and that's the way it should be. We all each, look at the automobile differently, or whether it's automobile, or in some cases the museums, they were true transport museums. And it's also great to share information, what works for us, especially for some of the people. There were some representatives of museums that are still in the planning stages, or they're in the early construction stages. And then you meet somebody from, Bewley, which obviously they've been around for a long time. And we all go through that sort of evolution of what you need to do to keep museums relevant in today's world, where, people's time and attention span is a lot shorter. But not change from what you are. I mean, we're a museum in our particular case that showcases, as I said, cars from the 20s and 30s. We're not going to change that with the times, but it's our job to keep the heritage of those marks and those automobiles in the forefront of people that are just being introduced to cars, whether they're students, kids of a younger age, or even people that are coming to the museum for the first time. So it was a great event. It was very insightful. It was great to spend some time with some of the people on a longer period of time. As you well know, a lot of us meet at some of the major automotive events, and we're all heading in different directions, mm-hmm. and we've got, a few minutes, and you seem like you have conversations that are sort of soundbite long. So it was nice to spend some extended time with some of the people.
So well said, Tim. And as you point out, I mean, it's a challenge today in 2014 to keep the museums properly funded and supported by folks. It's so important to keep our hobby alive and to bring new members into the hobby. This is a challenge that all auto museums face.
That's right. The situation that whether it's a museum or it's a point of interest or it's a visitor attraction, we spend so much time trying to get the tourists to come and see us, which we should do, because that's you know, we like to think that we're on a lot of people's bucket list out there, as other museums are around the world. But we also have to be very conscious that, that the people that are in the immediate San Francisco Bay Area are people that can help become engaged with the museum and also be proponents for spreading that word. So we have to balance, you know, we can't just focus on going to get that person to come once in a lifetime here, but spend some time, some quality time with people that, that are in a car enthusiast in our immediate area. And, you know, what we did, as I said, you know, we started, or we took the cars and coffee concept and brought that to this museum here for that sole reason, to give those people that like cars from a cross-section, you know, whether it's you know, vintage and veteran cars to late models, whether they're imports, exotics, hot rods or whatever. But if you like cars, then be part of the car community. And we want the Black Hawk Museum to be a platform for that community in the part of the world where we are.
That is so true, Tim. I mean, the automotive passion runs deep, whether you're driving something that's extremely rare and very expensive, or whether you're driving something that's a lot more common. It's the same automotive passion that beats within us all, whether you're a Mazda Miata owner or whether you're a Bugatti owner.
Yeah, and a lot of cases, as we all know, people's collections can be very diverse. So, you know, this particular weekend, the good guys have one of the four events they do in Pleasanton close by to us here, and you know, we have a great relationship with them. And you know, we know a lot of collectors that have a hot rod, but they also have Ferraris and Duesenbergs or Bugattis. And so the crossover of the different areas of the car world, you know, the passion does cross over.
So true. Tim, one more time, give out that website address for the museum. Any telephone information or social media information, feel free as well.
Yeah. We are, our website is blackhawkmuseum.org. We're located, our address is 3700 Black Hawk Plaza Circle, Danville, California. We're on Facebook. Our phone number is area code 925-736-2280. And we're open Wednesday through Sunday, year-round.
Wonderful. Well, Tim, I really want to thank you for your time here today and hope to see you at a great automotive event in the not-too-distant future.
Bob, look forward to it. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. Straight ahead, Villa Tala. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wall and Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I'll have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I am so glad we called Wallen Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Wallen Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Wallen Associates at 1-800-533-8101. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-533-8101. We solve tax problems. Call Wallen Associates at 1-800-533-8101. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for being with us each and every week at this very same time. My name is Bob Long, joined by a good friend, a gentleman who is an automotive enthusiast. He has a long history of work in the high-tech world of Silicon Valley. It's my pleasure to welcome Bill Atala, the founder of Auto Informant. Bill, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. I know you, like our previous guest there, Tim, from the Blackhawk Museum in Danville, California, are coming off a visit out to Los Angeles for the great conference held at the Peterson. Tell our listeners all around North America about this joint conference.
I'll tell you, that was one powerful week. And I actually think I may have seen my fill of cars for a few days. It was a conference bringing the World Motoring Association and the National Association of Automobile Museums. So you had all the top museums represented there. And in addition to having discussions about where museums are going and how they're growing and the need to grow, we also got to tour private museums and collections and some of the big public museums. I think we saw about eight different locales and the car collections. And it's hard to imagine. Some of these individuals have such massive high-end collections of their own. They would actually challenge a lot of the museums out there. Beautiful cars.
It is so true. Absolutely. Right. Located not that far from the museum there on the outskirts of Beverly Hills, there are some incredible collections. I know my good friend Bruce Meyer, who is one of the great supporters of the Peterson Automotive Museum and a guy who has a just remarkable collection of vehicles, is one of those folks. If he added up the value, the worth of the cars in his collection, I mean, it's a staggering amount, Bill.
Oh, you know, Bruce was, when I was giving my description and thinking of the private collections, Bruce is the one that came to mind. Unbelievable cars, his taste in the the value of the cars he's picking historically and artfully is just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So true. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with Auto Informant, this is a great website as well as mobile app, and it's something that Bill has been working on along with his partners for quite some time. You basically are in the realm of bringing new people into the hobby as well as supporting people who have been auto enthusiasts all their life. But let's focus a little bit more on the museum. I think the museum aspect, what Auto Informant can offer to a museum, I think is invaluable in that you can offer this this QR code, which can give out just oodles and boodles of information with a smartphone, and you can offer this service to a museum and therefore open the door to all kinds of new potential visitors, younger folks who are more high-tech savvy rather than car savvy. I think it's a brilliant idea, and I'm sure you've got some great stories to tell from your museum visit out there in Los Angeles, and I know you got some great feedback from some of the colleagues that you met.
Well, thank you. We hope it's a brilliant idea. We just were striving to help the museums, and actually the Concours, they also suffer from the same situation, and it's really an opportunity. The museums are just wonderful keepers of beautiful cars, art and history and culture. But it seems when you take a tour of them that the group really is maturing. And mm-hmm. So the conference was, how do we attract more people to the museum? And at the same time, the demographics are very important. How do we attract some of the younger or the next generation of car collectors and museum goers? And we heard lots of great presentations. We happened to take a more practical approach. Coming out of Silicon Valley, I said, why don't I take some technology, simplify it down to the level where I would use it as an everyday car enthusiast and apply it to the museums. So, yes, you can do all kinds of things with your exhibits and whatnot, but if you really want to attract the younger generation, you're going to have to give them a more entertaining and engaging experience when they go to the museum. And a simple QR code on every car that's in there allows them to use their mobile device or their iPad. They can scan it very easily, and then they get great pictures and video and more information than anyone could put on the little placard in front of them. And even more importantly for the museum, they can easily share that particular car or cars or video, and then the museum wins because then everybody's aware that they have that car at their location in their museum. So a very simple technology opens up the doors for pretty much everybody now, because even that smartphone users getting a little older and the more mature people are saying, you know what, this is a great tool for access, and that's what's happening.
So true. Auto Informant is the number one online community and one-stop shop for car enthusiasts, because the website as well as the mobile apps will give folks, the, as you write online, the keys to the car world. There are all kinds of just beautiful pictures, high-definition pictures up for folks to enjoy. You've got collector cars, exotic cars, custom cars, classic cars, sports cars, muscle cars, antique cars, hot rods, racing and modern cars as well. And you can find vehicles, you can sell vehicles, and you can share your personal vehicle or collection right at autoinformant.com. Tell us a little bit more about your thoughts about how it's going with the people getting up to speed on all these cool features. The fact that you can go to one site and do all these things is just fabulous.
Thanks, Bob. You know, it is a little bit overwhelming, because I even have to remind myself to go back there. And I said, you know what? What is the point of this online community? And that's to take someone with even the slightest or growing interest, and those even with passion, how to make the site work for both those ends of the spectrum. And so, like you said, we've given them a real great opportunity to build a page that might promote their car, whatever it might be, or just to look around and understand more about the cars and the culture. And if you're very passionate, you'll know at some point during the ownership of your car is you need to connect with these other groups like car clubs, et cetera. And we wanted to make that a simple process where with one click you can connect to wherever you want to go. It's working very well. People are signing up in the thousands, so we know we're doing the right thing, and the community is getting bigger, and it's a community that is for all of us. We have no particular bias other than let's make everybody enjoy the experience associated with their car.
Bill Atala is with us, the founder of Auto Informant. Log on and become a member. It's very easy to do, and it's 100% free to sign up right now. AutoInformant.com is the website, and just as a resource for information, you guys have just done a fabulous job of putting together all the great Concours events, all the great museums, all the great clubs, and everything else. And Bill, as you and I have talked about before, when it comes to buying a collector car, there's no better source than buying from within a particular club, because a lot of these vehicles are sold before they ever hit any kind of classic car dealership or eBay Motors or Craigslist or anything else.
And you know, you're absolutely right. The real gems are probably sold amongst the club owners. So part of what we're working on right now in our application helps you find that next dream car you want to buy is to be able to use the software, the technology, to go into the car club and extract those cars that they have for sale. No one else is doing that. So if you want to jump on the gems that rarely come to market, this is how you'll achieve that from Auto Informant.
That's great. Let's tell everybody about the apps that you've developed for the site. Tell us a little bit more about that, Bill.
Okay, the apps are shortly available on all the mobile platforms. They're currently available on web-based, and even the web-based works on your phone. But when we go to the Android and Apple solution in a couple of weeks' time, we add some additional functionality. But 90% of what's out there is available now. You can find any car, take the major aggregation across the world, and bring those things forward to you.
Wonderful.
You can sell a car, you can share a car.
Perfect. Straight ahead, more with Bill Atala.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you have a passion for cars, you must join the club, Auto Informant. We are the number one online community for car lovers. It is your one-stop shop for everything to fuel your car interest. Through Auto Informant, you can connect with car clubs, auction houses, classic car dealers, museums, car shows, Concours events, and other car enthusiasts. It is the perfect place for sharing and growing your passion. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership. www.autoinformant.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
AutoInformant.com. We're telling you all about Auto Informant, as well as Bill's recent experience down in Los Angeles, where he attended a joint conference that was all about museums, not only museums in North America, but also museums, auto museums from around the world. And I'm sure you got just a tremendous response when talking to some of the executive directors and representatives from these various museums. I bet you there was lots of interest, people wanting to know more about how they can incorporate Auto Informant and the QR code into their particular museum setting.
You bet. You know what? We were really well received, and it's great because this was a new group for us. We spent a lot of time with other car clubs and car shows and concourse. We've done our homework. We've been in the museum studying what they're trying to achieve. But we hadn't been with that high-level group for a long time, or not that many in one room, I should say. And I think they really are going to adopt what we're doing. It's so simple, so practical, and, you know, it solves problems that they have and allows them to do what they do best, which are display and promote those beautiful cars and the history behind them. We're really excited to be part of it. They embrace this, and I think you're going to see a lot more from Auto Informant in the museums. Think about it as an individual when you walk in there. Why wouldn't a practical solution be available for any museum, let alone the automobile museum? So we're embarking on making that happen this year big time.
For those of our listeners in the Reno, Nevada area, you guys have already partnered up with the National Automotive Museum there. Tell us about that partnership, Bill.
We have. You know, the executive director, she had the foresight to say, listen, I can put my finger on what we'd like to do. We're one of the top five museums in the country. We're always striving to stay in that group or to be even better. And she brought me before the board. I shared with them what we're doing. They said, that's a perfect solution. And we're rolling that out as we speak. And I think they'll also probably embrace, we've developed a museum application so that when you come into the museum at the same time, you can download the app from the museum for free. And then you can stay on top of all the museum events and the exhibit changes. And it gives a museum a way to reach out to those that have visited them as well. All this is taking place. So if you get to the former Harrah's collection in the museum in Reno, you'll have the opportunity to really be entertained through the QR codes and all the cars that they have.
That's wonderful news, Bill. And another thing that's going to be wonderful news for consumers is the fact that coming soon to AutoInformant.com, not only will you be able to buy vehicles, but you'll also be able to buy parts. And I think this is going to be just a huge thing that's going to take off.
I think that's one of the most difficult, if you've ever been involved in any type of restoration, from a minor to a full frame-off restoration, finding parts is a challenge. Thankfully, the Internet makes that a little bit easier. But what we've really decided to do is, for members,
of Auto Informant. They can click on the particular make and model of the car that they have or that they're looking for, and all those parts and part providers are listed down the side, and we connect them like a traffic cop. We connect those enthusiasts with those part providers, and as a result of being a member of Auto Informant, they get to buy those parts at a discount. And I don't know how could it get any better than that, because it's intended to be really a club, and you get benefits of being a club member.
That's great. Tell our listeners joining us from around the country as well as around the world how easy it is to become a member of this online community.
Well, I think it's very easy because even I can do it. It's www.autoinformant.com. And when you go on there, you can take a look, and it says join, and you click the button, and you can do whatever it is you like in very quick order. The goal behind the site was very clean, not a lot of advertising, no pop-ups, and the minimal amount of clicks to be able to do what you want to do. And that's the direction of where the apps and websites are going. And we're bringing that experience from Silicon Valley and making sure we've implemented that in what we're doing. That's the new direction, simple and clean, and that's what Auto Informant's all about.
Let's talk about some of the wonderful pictures that you've got up on autoinformant.com. You can also find Auto Informant on social media platforms, especially Facebook. And speaking of that, I know in recent weeks that you've reached some really significant social media milestones. Share those with our listeners, Bill.
Okay. Well, I thank you, Rob, for noticing. I think the world is really interested in seeing cars of all different types. And everybody really shares a broad interest in cars. And, of course, everybody loves their particular make and model. But that's what social media really does. It gives you a wonderful platform, if you don't abuse it, to present really good quality content. And we're committed to doing that. And in about 8 or 9 months, we hit a milestone of a little over 300,000 likes. And that just says that apparently we must be doing a good job. We really spend a lot of time with the content. And we really try to tailor it to the global audience that we have. And based on the feedback and the comments that we're getting, it must be the right thing, because as that's growing, so is the club. And it's a sample of what the website looks like as well. Simple but really great images, and hopefully responsive to the inputs that we've received, because we've received comments from all around the world.
That's great. You do just a wonderful job in finding some incredible photos of all kinds of vehicles, whether you're into exotic cars, muscle cars, or classic cars. Bill, where do you find some of these wonderful shots?
Well, we have a few people always looking. And, of course, what helps us is we receive a lot of inputs from around the world in terms of what interests are. So we go down those avenues, and we really scour the Internet. We scour museums, personal collections of photos, and a lot of times are things that are images are received from people out there in the world and Auto Informant members. So we try to take a look at the broad opportunity and pick the best of the best.
That's great. Let's tell listeners a little bit more about the kind of stuff that they'll find simply by logging on to autoinformant.com. It's just a wonderful research. There are many places that you can go on the Internet to find out automotive information, but as far as an all-encompassing place, I think you guys have really hit the mark.
Oh, well, thank you. We're really trying to aggregate what you're going to need for 80% of the time. We can't satisfy 100% of the people, but I think we can get to 80 or 90%, and it seems to be from the inputs we're getting that we're achieving that goal. We really do try to do all the filtering and collect all the information that you'll need in the life cycle of owning a car. You know, you go through the experience of buying a car, we help you with that. Go through the experience of selling a car or even going to auction, we can help you with that. And then ultimately what you do with most of the time is we give you the ability to have your own small web page or as many pages as you like, so you can share that information. And you can issue your own QR code and put it on your windshield and go to events yourself, and then give everybody the same benefit that the museum folks are doing, the Concours folks are doing, and shortly a lot of the major car shows will be employing the same technology from Auto Informant.
That's wonderful news. There's no question about it. Our telephone number, if anybody has any comments, is 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Got an email question here from David, and David is in Oregon, and he wants to know, is there any charge to become a member of Auto Informant?
No, there's no charge. You can dive right in and use the applications we have all day long, and even the mobile apps will be free. Now, the only charge that ever does come about, and that's a fair question, is if you decide after a trial period of time that you want to us to maintain your page, your share page, like your Facebook page. We handle all the hosting and all the domain and everything like that, and there's a charge of $20 a year. So you can see it's next to nothing. If you tried to have your own page, it would probably cost you $200 a year. So we're basically providing it to all our users at cost.
Oh, that is a wonderful story indeed. Let's also talk a little bit more about the quality of the pictures that I alluded to. It just seems from my untrained eye, Bill, that you're using very, very high-definition photos. I noticed today a picture of a McLaren F1 up there in orange, and it just was coming through the screen at me. It was just an absolutely beautiful shot.
Well, listen, it's hard to have a bad shot of McLaren, but we actually do try to choose really ultra-high resolution. That way you can visualize, you know, you can see all the detail. And hopefully, you know, some of that it will be enticing for you to explore those cars more. And hopefully some of that will direct you to some of the museums that I've just met with that have these kinds of cars, because there's nothing better than seeing things in person.
So true. Have you spent time with the Peterson before, Bill?
I had not. That was my first time. And spending 5 days there was the treat of a lifetime. That museum is absolutely outrageous. It's gorgeous, and you need to hurry up and see it, because they're going to close for a year while they're remodeling. And you cannot miss that if you love cars.
Absolutely. Bill Atala from Auto Informant, the founder himself, thanks so much for your time here today, and we'll get you back with us real soon.
Thanks, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of the broadcast. My name is Bob Lai.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.